Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
And welcome back to Lake 98.1. Steve, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, we are talking about History and You here in Sheboygan County, and today's topic, Olympic wear.
Yes, do you know we're actually present in the Olympics in the 60s and 70s?
I did not.
Well, there was two Sheboygan manufacturers, one of them named Lakeland Manufacturing and another one called Wigwam Mills, who actually stepped up and provided coats, jackets, socks, and knit hats to the athletes. So when you saw them on the television, they were wearing Sheboygan items.
Huh.
Lakeland actually won out a competition in 64 and in 68 for that contract. And Wigwam actually provided socks to the U.S. Nordic and Alpine ski teams, figure skaters, and other winter sports from 60 until 1972. So we had a great, great presence there. Lakeland also had provided sport coats to the athletes, which were custom made. So in all, they provided about 150 Olympic parade models at the Olympics. And if you were watching, you saw the Sheboygan coats. Lakeland began as a company where he went out and tried to sell bib overhauls and brought home orders, which his wife made on sewing machines at their house until the company got bigger. And Wigwam began as a hand-knit hosiery in 1905, and they produced heavy woolen socks. And during World War II, 75% of their production was for the soldiers in the war.
Interesting.
And they also, in 1968, supplied socks to the U.S. skaters for the Grenoble, France Winter Games, where Peggy Fleming won the gold medal. So she was wearing Sheboygan socks, probably. Absolutely. So, and in 1972, Wigwam also did socks and hats for Sapporo Japan Games, and that's where Barbara Cochran became the U.S. gold medalist in skiing. She was probably wearing Sheboygan wear.
Hey, Sheboygan pride, my friend. How do people learn more about the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center? And more importantly, how do they support you guys so that we can continue to keep history alive?
Go to the website, www.schrc.com. And that will take you to the website. We're in the middle of a campaign right now for raising a little money so that we can continue to bring you good local history.
Until next week, this is History and You.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.